organizing phase. If you've done a thorough job of emptying your head of all the things that came up in the brainstorming phase, you'll notice that a natural organization is emerging. Once you get all the ideas out of your head and in front of your eyes, you'll automatically notice natural relationships and structure. Organizing usually happens when you identify components and subcomponents, sequences or events, and/or priorities. What are the things that must occur to create the final result? In what order must they occur? What is the most important element to ensure the success of the project? This is the stage in which you can make good use of structuring tools ranging from informal bullet points, scribbled literally on the back of an envelope, to project planning software like Microsoft Project. Creative thinking doesn't stop here. It just takes another form. Once you perceive a basic structure, your mind will start trying to fill in the blanks. Identifying three key things that you need to handle on the project, for instance, may cause you to think of a fourth and a fifth when you see them all lined up. I have never seen any two projects that needed to have exactly the same amount of structure and detail developed in order to get things off people's minds and moving successfully. But almost all projects can use some form of creative thinking from the left side of the brain along the lines of, "What's the plan?"